W, K1CJW, KO4NUE. 1CJW, KO4NUE. No contact, I'm clear.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
Form 2 Tango, KO4NUE, you still in there, Rusty?
Oh yeah, I'm still here, Chad. What you up to today?
Oh, I'm headed up to the deer camp. I gotta take care of some things up there on my radio and things I forgot to bring last time. So I'm headed up there to straighten that out and visit with my cousin for a little bit. And might stop by and visit with Mr. Rowland, too. I drop by and visit with him every time I'm up that way.
You working today?
Haven't seen so many problems with Dad's Bobcat. I just blew hose after hose and get them replaced as soon as they blow. And then yesterday afternoon I went up there and used it and blew the left clamp cylinder out of the brush clamps. So I just decided, hey, you know, today might be a good day just to head up to the deer camp and just, you know, don't worry about it. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Thing to do sometimes. That's a good thing to do. I'm running all kinds of errands today. And when the eagle flies, you got to take care of all the things you got to take care of. And, of course, traffic is holding me up everywhere.
And, I went to down 85 the other day trying to get to Spartanburg Bobcat. And, that right there at 85 and here in Circle, I mean, there's no interstate anymore. It's gone. I don't know what they're doing to it. It looks like maybe a new bridge or something, but it's just some kind of construction or traffic everywhere. And I just can't stand that kind of stuff. I try my best not to deal with it if I can.
Oh, yeah. They've got a two-year project going on there, replacing two bridges along Business 85. And they're expecting it to take 2 years to complete it. They're doing that one down there at Heron Circle and the one before you get to Heron Circle coming up on 85 that way.
Like it was a pretty big project. But it's like I said, it's been a while since I've been over that way. And when me and my wife share responsibilities when getting groceries and things like that. But I hate going into town so bad that I'd use Ingles' little curbside pickup thing, and I just order what I need there on the internet, and I just get in the car and. When I get to the parking spot, call them. They bring it out and put it in the back of the car, and then back to the house I go. And I don't have to stay in town long, and that's pretty handy.
And Gerald TR.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood. Oh, hello, Tom. I'll tell you what, Chad. I go to Publix up here near me, and I could have that. They've got a program to do that. But I just go inside. I know what I want. I've got my list. I know where everything is located. I go get it. Get what I want, get it, get back in the car, and I'm gone. So I don't mess around a lot with it. So anyway, hello, Tom, and I'll catch up to both of you again in a few minutes. I got to run in here and pay this bill, and I'll be back. W2T, N0TR to take you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rusty. I was listening to you and Bob earlier, but I was eating breakfast, and we have certain priorities when it comes to that. This is N0TR. Well, I didn't know Army guys had the ability to use the internet to order groceries. I'm impressed.
All right, I see how it is. You're going to get the birthday round off this morning. Okay. That's good. I'm cool with it. But, yeah, we try to be a lot smarter than the Navy guys and try to do a lot less with what we got, you know. Or do a lot more with what little bit we got.
I never. Bernie says I do sometimes, but usually I never. Bernice didn't tell you hi, Chad. Oh, I'm a little stove up this morning, but just finished breakfast, and she's headed outside, and I got to go out there, too, in a few minutes. I just received my, about 5 minutes ago, the FedEx guy brought my Remington 597 trigger spring kit. Now, I just got to await that other hootie duty that goes in there, the hammer and, I don't know, the sear, whatever, makes them go. And it's not got here yet, but leastwise, they're filtering in a little bit. Better luck than you had on Bobcat parts.
I just, I told Dad yesterday, I think I'm just going to just take my Bobcat up there and just finish up the job, because I'm just tired of working on his. He keeps his, he's his wheel version, and all he does with his is load round bales in the chute down there at the pasture. That's all he does with it, and it sits a lot, and it's just working me to death. So I think probably the best thing for me to do, just take mine up there. It's got tracks on it and a lot newer machine, and just get it done and be done with it. And just come on back, come on back to the house when I get everything done. But I'm headed to the deer camp this morning to finish up my radio install up there. And I'm going to swing by and visit Mr. Rowland for a minute. I got a surprise for him. And it's always enjoyable to sit down and talk with him. But let me know when the rest of your parts come in, and we can help you out with that. And other than that, one other thing. Let me let this repeater drop. We got a friend up here in Pickens that's he's got a Army Navy store. And he's having some health issues and wanting to get rid of all his stuff. So I'm going to swing by up here on the way to the deer camp and see what he's kind of wanting to get rid of. But I'm sure he's got a couple of ammo cans. I don't know if you're interested in that kind of stuff or not. But just go check out and see what he's got, and then head on to the deer camp, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta kind of keep that under your hat, or same thing will happen to you the other day on that antenna. No, I don't need anything like that, Chad. And I just don't need anything. I'm going to in the next couple of days get my furnace out and start casting some of those 215 grain semi wad cutter gas check type of 357s, and I don't know, just been too lazy to do it, and the weather hasn't been right for it. But boy, I can't gripe about the weather right now, and that'll be fun. And I got some good lead to put in there. And son-in-law and them comes down at Christmas time, and so I can have those ready to send back up north with him. He shot that 600-pound hog with some of my stuff, and I was kind of proud of that. But, well, what are you doing with the Bobcat? You mentioned taking yours up there. Are you taking it up to the deer camp?
No, so Dad has got 40 something acres up there in Tryon, and he's getting ready to put the place on the market. It's just got too much for him to maintain, and we're up there moving some brush around and trying to get rid of some of the equipment that's, in the barn that's just not really usable. Dad doesn't get rid of too much stuff, and which I understand. As soon as the way it is around the house, when we get rid of something, as soon as we get rid of it, we need it, or we need a part off of it. But some of it is just not really usable. There's some walk behind planters that's, I don't know, from the 30s, I'd say. And the handles, the wood's all gone. It's just wore out pieces of metal, pretty much. Pretty much useful for nothing but yard art, that kind of stuff. And some appliances that he's got out under the barn, refrigerator and stuff like that from the 20s and 30s, I'd say, maybe 40s. Just stuff that's just, you know, I don't know how to describe it. Just junk. So, yeah, we're trying to get it cleaned up.
Oh, California, New England. Well, that sounds like our oldest daughter's mother-in-law over in Wisconsin. Now, Hal goes over there to hunt, I think, next month, isn't it, Bernice? And she's up in her 80s now, I believe, in it. Molly's in her 80s. And, guys, she still drives a bobcat and stuff at times. But she's got stuff out there in that barn that would be very collectible. I mean, even clear down to pop bottles I've seen up there in the old barn. It's quite an experience just to go walk through the barn, and it's one of those humongous barns, you know. And, all right, but, you know, you got to deal with that eventually, but there's some old equipment in there that's, oh, no, can't sell that, and I gotta hang on to that. And I don't understand it, because she's cut back quite a bit and got rid of some of the cattle and got rid of the horses. But she's still got quite a few Black Angus out there grazing, and she takes that bobcat, if you can imagine, going out there in the wintertime, feeding cattle and stuff. It gets pretty rough. It's in Gerald TR.
And the thing about it is, with the bobcats in the wintertime, is that you're sitting all the time, and you're sitting in a seated position. And your fingertips, feet, and knees just, or mine, just ache. And I hate to run a bobcat or any open cab equipment in the winter. And if she's in her 80s, I don't see how in the world she's doing it, because I can't hardly do it, or can't do it for long. It's just brutal.
Now, I've seen Hal out there riding on the back end of it, hold the back end of it down before with her driving. And she's a pretty amazing lady, but she's starting to weather some.
Cool. Tom, I was going to tell you, so I said I wasn't going to do it, but I've got my digital mode working on the radio. Took quite a bit to figure things out, but I was able to send and receive some digital traffic last night, and I know that's not your cup of tea, but I just experimenting with it and trying to, you know, get it all figured out, and I think that's pretty doggone interesting to me. And I am trying my best to stay away from listening to CW, because every time I dial the dial down to listen to CW, it drives me absolutely crazy, because I don't know how to interpret it. It's not so much I want to know what they're saying, it's I don't know how to do it. So I got a feeling that's where I'm going to end up. So when it comes time for me to start learning, I may give you a holler and see if you can give me some pointers on where to start. But I can't stand it. It's just driving me crazy.
W2T Mobile again.
Recognizing Rusty, it's Central TR. Well, that's why Reddy knows me. It drives me up the walls, and Bernice, too. It doesn't bother me as bad as it bothers her, but she'll listen to CW. She doesn't know what they're saying, of course. But I can understand that, and there's nothing wrong with the digital mode. Just that's what you want to do. I just, my only gripe was that they'd ought to have a different award system for it. Like your DXCCs for FD8 or FD4 or whatever. But you know what? I don't make the rules, so you can disregard that of what I think. But I just don't care for it. I don't like to listen to it. I was sitting here the other night with Ariel, and I kicked it up there on the Bandscope, and I clicked on it. And just to listen to that, yee-haw, 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 I mean, geez, that just crazy. Of course, I'm not decoding it either, so that would make it. But I think some of the guys are doing that, Patrick and that. I think they're doing digital on the 2-meter radios and that, and they talk all over the world all the time. But essentially, you're talking on the internet. But it sounds interesting, and you meet a lot of nice people all over the world, so there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Rusty. Make one, W2TN0TR.
Okay, and good morning to both of you again. Yeah, I'm headed on my way to get shot. At least the doctor's office, they're going to just make it a short, painful one. Got to go get my flu shot this morning. And, yeah, I've gotten where, you know, I turn the audio down on my radio when I'm working digital, so I don't have to listen to that. I can see it on my scope, I can see it on my band, where it is and where it's working. And, of course, the software on the digital, you know, it interprets it, so you don't really have to, you know, it interprets it before it gets to the speaker, so why listen to it on the speakers? And I'll just turn it down and do it that way, and that way I don't have to sit there and listen to it for a while, you know?
KO4NUE. Yeah, so that's kind of not my issue. My issue is it's not annoying to listen to. It drives me crazy because, especially on CW, I love to listen to it. But what happens is I'll tune into the Spectrum and listen, and then I'll see somebody else pop up to the left or right, and then, let me go listen to them, and see, you know, it just, I don't know how to describe it. It just drives me crazy because it's not annoying. It's, let me go listen. I have no idea what they're saying. But I tell you, one thing that I have started to notice, and I never noticed this before, is that there is a distinct difference in the operators. And it just amazes me how somebody can send the same code but have a different rhythm. I'm not sure rhythm is the right word, but you can tell that the operators have got their own little pattern or whatever you want to call it, and that just absolutely fascinates me.
This is N-Gerald TR. Well, Chad, the old railroaders, back when I was a kid, they could tell who was on what shift by the fist. And they recognized the fist of that operator. And the same goes for us. The only ones that I cannot stand very much of are people that use a bug. But a bug by the right person can be used effectively. And I was trying to think of the name of them. I like paddles. I can understand that. I can understand a straight T. But, you recognize the fist is what they call that, Chad. And I don't use it, but my radio on this SG, this 590 SG, has a decoder. And if it's a very strong signal, it will decode it. I use it to show people that it can be done. And but it's not effective on weak signals and that. But I think Rusty uses a decoder and a keyboard. It does make it a lot more interesting if you can see what's coming over. But you got a lot of time. Don't worry about it right now, and I'll show you some of the things. Just come down here, and I'll let you watch it. And there are a lot of things that are rhythmic, almost like music. And they use a lot of the same words in the cue cells. So you don't have to learn all of those cue codes. Maybe, two, three, or four, just like you learn QSL on here. Or QRM is interference, or QRN is static. And that's some of the only ones you'll use on there. So when you get ready to start with it, do it. But don't torture yourself. I don't know which radio are you using, Chad? Over.
Hey guys, let me jump in here real quick. I'm at the doctor's office. Let me get on inside before my appointment's in about 10 minutes. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
See you, Rusty.
The 991A, it's so the digital modes that I've started using is FL Digi, and it's got ACW mode. I don't really have to use it. Actually, I can take a male-to-male speaker plug it into the back of the radio and put it into the microphone portion of the computer and just open up the program, and it starts decoding there. Now, it's not 100%. It doesn't decode every letter properly, but you can usually get the gist of the message. And interestingly enough, Tom, my son came down, him and his fiance came down, a week or two back, and we tuned in to the one of the CW bands just to listen, and the fiance was asking a whole bunch of questions about it. I had to tell her what I knew about it, which was not a whole lot, but we decoded some of them, and one of the messages that came up was QSL, and she said, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, that's a Q code, or a group of letters that means a big, long sentence. And she said, well, why would they do that? And I said, well, that's an interesting question, because when you send a message on your telephone via text, have you ever used the message LOL or LMAO? And I said, so there's no difference than a Q code, is that you're using initials to mean a long sentence that you don't have to spell out that whole long sentence. And I think she got it. I mean, she was kind of neat, but it was kind of neat to watch her reaction to all that. And I just wish I could have decoded it. And she asked me if I knew how to do Morse code, and I said, no, I don't, but I'm thinking about trying it. But I'm going to get a few things off my plate before I commit, because I know when I'm committed, it's going to be game on.
It takes time, Chad, and you don't want to get burned out on it. I just set a radio out in the middle of my garage floor, which was my ham shack when I was learning, 26, 27 years ago. And my rule was I couldn't move that out of the middle of the floor I had to walk around it, and you know how I am about that. And that was the rule until I practiced my code 30 minutes every night. And I know W4DJW learned his when he was driving back and forth to Charlotte. But back then, we had to do 20 words a minute to get our extras. And so that's how he done it. And I think he created his own program, but there's lots of helpful things out there now. I think FL Digi's a really old program. I've had that on one computer years ago just to show people, but there's probably a lot better things out there. But this 590SG decodes it right on the screen. You just reach up and hit data, and it comes on there. I very seldom use it. If I'm watching TV or a show or something, I can still sit there and listen to the TV show and copy what's going on the code for the most part. But you get accustomed to it. And they use a lot of shorthands on there, like your RST. Your instead of spelling out YOURE. They'll just say you are and different things like that. And when they're saying and, they use the letters ES. So me and Chad are talking on the radio. They'd say me, ES, Chad. Yeah, so ES means and. So there's a few like that they use, but it's very few that you can't figure out what they are. ES is one of the harder ones. I don't know where they got and out of that. But anyways, it's very interesting and a very good mode because you can operate on there when you can't on anything else. So those digital modes, very little power and listen and talk all over the world. I think Ariel said he was doing some whisper mode too. Anyways, Chad, I better let you go and get outside. And great talking to you. Get down here and visit with us. And I'll let you go on your final there, KO4NUE, in 0TR.
Red channel, red channel.
Didn't catch a call sign there. Go ahead with the call sign.
Red channel, Nate. Delta 8 calling. Delta 3, send sit rep ASAP.
No problem. This is 0TR clear. Go ahead and clear, Chad.
Roger that, sir.
Bogus to me. Anyways, you have a good day, my friend. I'll talk to you later. Send your OTR.
KO4NUE. Hey, before you go, what does the abbreviation DE mean, as in Delta Echo?
This is N0TR.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. N0TR, KO4NUE. I am clear. Have a wonderful day, sir. And you tell Miss Bernice I said hello when she gets back. I'm clear.
Okay, Chan. Yeah, she's out there running the edger. I'm headed out to check the girls. 73 KO4NUE and 0TR is QRT, and that means I'm shutting down.
KO4DCC, disregard break.
Problem, sir. Chad, what is the model of your analyzer?
A Rig Master, not Rig something, AA230. It does all of the HF bands.
I didn't know. I was going to compare it to mine. Bill asked about it in an email just now, and so I was going to answer him, but I didn't know. Yours is a model better than mine?
So this one will, I don't know about better, Tom, just different. Yours shows the SWR and is able to plot the resonant frequency in SWR on multiple bands at a time. But the one I've got will show you the X of J and YJ, and allows you to do the imaginary computations to figure out what your impedance is. So it will do SWR and give you the numbers so you can do the math to do impedance. It will do that on one band at a time, or it will do that on multiple bands at a time. It also allows you to do Smith chart plotting for transmission lines. And you can move the calibration point for the calibration lines on the transmission path. And it also can plug it up to your laptop and actually print off the data plots, Smith charts, whatever you want to print for, so you can keep your information on paper in the ham shack. So if you're interested, just tell Bill if he's interested in that portion of it. He is welcome to use mine as well. I'm not trying to detract from you, but he is very welcome to do that if he'd like. So just let him know in the email.
Okay, Chad. Yeah, he knows, just like what we did on your antenna. But, you know, you just got through all of your phrase schooling in that. I'm not the least bit interested in a Smith chart or the J-Factors or anything. All I want to know is that antenna's cut right or not. Mine does that. And so... at any rate, that's getting a little too highfalutin for this old man. But that's good that you understand it. And I'm proud of you for learning all that stuff. But it's been too many years, and I just don't care anymore. But I was just going to tell him which one you had and which one I had. And then he can look at it. Mine will do... you can do most of those things with it. Also, you can, there's a Theoscope, I think they call it, program comes with it if you want to download it. And very odd, downloaded it on mine. And it will do all of that stuff. And then you can print it out. And so it's plenty sophisticated for my use anyways. There's a lot of different good ones out there. So I'll tell him which one you got, which one I got, and you know what? Bill, being in IT, he's going to be smart enough to choose the one that has the parameters that he wants to look at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, just let him know it's available, and we'll work it out. But anyway, Tom, hey, man, I enjoyed the QSO. I really did. Always a pleasure talking to you. You're just a very interesting person, and enjoy the conversation. So I'll let you go, and you better get out there and at least act like you're doing something, because Miss Bernice will get you if you don't. So this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear, Tom. Have a wonderful day, bud.
Okay, Chad, great to talk to you. Well, I'm getting so old, the moss and the mold starting to form all over me, so when it comes to Smith charts and things like that, I'll let you youngsters have it. Shoot. You have a good day, and looking forward to you coming down and visiting KO4NUE and 0TR73.